Emporia Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
We thank our risen Savior for the beauty and the blessing of this day that He has given unto us. And it is a privilege for us also, for my wife and I, to be with you. We just take one day at a time and recognize what an awesome God we have. But beyond that, it's the purpose of, okay, here we are. God has been so good to us. And we ask the question to us, what's the purpose for our living and our existence of being here today, for instance? We celebrated a week ago, and it seems to be like it was a long time ago, this special day of Resurrection Day, for instance. And throughout the world, special activities were scheduled and done. But then we ask, now what? We were singing, we were meditating upon this thought, and we need to understand the beauty and the blessing of God's plan. For you see, our God Almighty invites us into the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life, so that you and I can live in the power of Christ's resurrection. Let me say it again. I'm saying right now, it is not a coincidence. It's not by accident. It is by God's provision and grace that you and I are here today. And that's why our Almighty God, our awesome and amazing God, our Creator, He invites us, doesn't force, He invites us into the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life, so that you and I can live each day in the power of Christ's resurrection. It's not over. This is just the beginning. And too many times we celebrate like it's over, but it's not. That's why we need to understand not only God's grace, but His awesomeness. And we're going to be focusing upon a passage in Philippians and chapter 3 in the topic of the power of Christ's resurrection. The Word of God reminds us in this passage the meaning. We're going to focus on verses 10 and 11. And verses 10 and 11, if you have it with you, would you read with me aloud these two verses, and then we'll pray together. You may have a different version, no problem, as we read and as we think, recognizing God's amazing love and grace. The Word of God says, verse 10, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Let us unfold what these two verses bring to us today in light of God's love and power and His power. But before we do that, join me in prayer, please. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we rejoice on this beautiful day that You've given us. For we recognize that it is because of Your grace and love that we are able to open our eyes and breathe and just rejoice with the blessings You've given us. Above all, we thank You for inviting us to forgive our sins, wanting to give us eternal life. Lord, help us to understand what it means not only the ultimate sacrifice that you have done in Christ Jesus, your Son, and all because of your love for us. Open our minds and hearts that we will desire to leave this place joyfully, having been into your holy presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we look on this special day, and when we think about not only God's amazing love, then we can also remember, am I ready to, okay, just a click, okay. When we see, not only we are able to remember the power of Christ's resurrection, but then very specially, when we look at this, we are able to remember everything in life has a beginning in order to get to an end. And that's what we have. Too many times we are so busy engaging in the things of this world. What are your goals? What are your plans? What do you want to do? We start where we want to reach. I was talking to a young man just recently, and I was asking him, well, you're about to finish high school. Great. What are your plans after that? And his response was, I don't know yet. My emphasis was, wait a minute. Remember, bring God into it, and you'll see how the Lord is going to show you. Beware regarding going to college without knowing what you want to do. I've met people that completed 4 years of general studies. What does that mean? Nothing. Struggling through life. God doesn't want you to struggle. God wants you to connect your life to God's purpose. For you see, He gave you life the day that you were born. He was there. The miracle of life was in place when you were born as a gift to your family from His grace and love. So regarding this young man, my emphasis was seek the Lord, pray, connect with Him, and I can guarantee you that He's going to show you exactly beautiful plans for your future. Don't waste your life. Anyone can do that. But it takes commitment to be able to come to the presence of the Lord. Too many people are in high school, way back a few years ago, or moons ago. I had this, as we participated in sports in high school, we lined up in the start line. And here we go, take off, running. And we always had this person that really took off, sort of leaving everyone behind. As we all kept on going, we would finish the race, and he was still in the middle of the lane. He was still going. He hadn't finished. He started so fast, but then he got so tired, and he didn't even make it. He was the last one to come in. Now, God doesn't want you to be the last one. God doesn't want you to be the first one. God wants you to have fun and enjoy life as we look ahead. But again, you'll never enjoy God's presence and blessings until you get starting in your own personal life. It's not a religious experience. It is a relational experience that He wants you and I to enjoy. That's why when we look at this, remember, have you started with Christ Jesus a new journey? As we were singing a few minutes ago, young people, at times they tell me, oh yeah, this is too serious. This is for old folks. When I get old, then old folks might say, well, no, I can't see well, and these other inconveniences, that's for the young people. And today, society, we are in deep trouble because too many people are searching in this world without finding a solution. Ultimately, they could maybe turn around after years of wasting their own lives, and they are saying, well, I guess let me just try this Jesus stuff. When we can start as early as we can, He'll never leave you behind. That's why we say when we look at this start, and the passage that we read a few minutes ago remind us, in the first place, I consider everything a loss. In other words, it's as indifferent as it can be because I want to know Christ. I don't want to know about. I want to know Christ, the person. That's what the word, that's what God wants us, because that's the source of our direction. In His Word, as we are reminded, He reminds us in this passage from John 1:12. The Bible says, "Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed," again, the word receive, the word believe, and then comes the blessing, "He gave the right to become children of God." Just because we are born in this world, we are not children of God. Until we come, we are a part of the creation, yes. And let us understand, we either believe or don't believe in God's word. We do not come from an evolution. We do not come by a sort of theory out there. No, we come by God's creation and His grace. And this is what happens. He invites us to be able to become. If you notice the combination of the word become, it's a new beginning that He gives us, children of God. And surely enough, I hope that you want to understand these combination of words, receive, believe, and then He blesses. It's not the other way. Too many times we want to be blessed, but we do not want to commit. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Again, that's why I was saying there must be a start. Sometimes we say, "No, you're too young to understand these things." No, you're not. Till you come from age of understanding, in some cases 6, 7, 10-year-old, depending on the person, you are at age of understanding. You ought to consider, and parents, we ought to teach our children, as the Word of God tells us, from an early age, in order for them to have the privilege and the blessing of coming to know Jesus. Because without a start, we will never finish. And that's our problem. That's why too many people are turning their back to the Lord Jesus. Again, it begins in wanting to know Christ. It also says, when we see in the passage, in this passage of John 20:31, not only the invitation that the Lord gives us, but also it talks about all that has been written. All that has been written. What's the purpose? Again, it is the revelation of God Himself to you and I. This is where we find the truth of God's amazing journey for us. As the word says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in any name?" No, in His name precisely. See, that's how amazing is our awesome God. And this is where the person of Jesus comes in. We find those words right there. Let us understand, it's not the wisdom, the charismatic, or the charisma of a person, but it is the Word of God, the only one that can transform a person. Parents have a lot of problems with kids at times, and the children, and sometimes they say, I'm just waiting to see how I can change and transform. Or sometimes we might say, "Hey, you need to go to church because they're going to change you and transform you over there." It doesn't work that way. Only the Word of God can transform the life of an individual. That's why we feed out of the Word of God as God's revelation. In the same way, I want to know Christ. And when we see the example in Paul himself, verses 7 and 9 out of this same chapter, as the Word says here, "But whatever were gains to me, whatever was profit To me, in other words, whatever was good of this materialistic world says to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, personal, my Lord, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. In other words, that's what we were saying at the beginning, so that we can live in the power of Christ's resurrection. That's the invitation that He extends to us, the beauty of getting to know Christ. This part is nice, as we might say, or so good. So yeah, but now talk about the power of His resurrection. In this second item that we will share here, following the text, as it says, I consider everything lost because I want to know Christ. Yes, I want to know the power of His resurrection. Too many of us already have closed the curtain or shut the door at the warehouse and stored the resurrection and the event and all that it took place, just like we do in Christmas time. We pull out our Christmas items and then we say, okay, now it's over. Let's lock them up and let's wait till next year. And then we forget about it. We go back to our routine. But it shouldn't be that way, because we're talking about it one day, each day in which we relate to our risen Savior, that Christ that came for us, that one that has been raised from the dead, and He's the one that invites us to experience the fullness of the power of His resurrection. Notice what John 5:24 reminds us, talking about from life, from death to life. And the word says, verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life. Notice, He doesn't say maybe or you hopefully or continue to work your way out. No, it says it has. It's affirmative. And as it says, has eternal life. Wait a minute. I'm still here. I'm physically the same. Yes, but spiritually, we are brought under the Lord's banner in a way that we are able to claim that eternal life that He is able to remind us. And as He says, not only that has eternal life and has crossed over from death to life. It's like you may be on the other side of the river and all of a sudden you said, I want to go to church to this church. And then you must say, okay, let's cross over the river and come on this side. I'm not on the other side anymore. But in this case, I'm talking about deeper. I was dead in my own sins, in my own rebellions. But now Jesus Christ has made me alive. It's a new beginning. You will never be the same. And this is, Pastor David was sharing a few Sundays ago, about the importance of this new life and saying, follow me. See, the relational aspect of walking with Jesus, it is not only the invitation to follow, but the realization that Jesus Christ has invited when He was relating to His initial disciples, apostles as well. Then He was inviting them, and as the seekers would come to Him, and they were amazed at what He did. And He would say to them, come and see. Come and see, initially. As they drew closer and saw what He was doing, it was, come and be. Come and be with me. In other words, let me show you how I do it, how we do it. And then He would say, come and follow. It was engaging. Come and follow. Walk along with Him. Follow Him. And then comes the fourth section. Let us go and follow together.
Let us go into the world and make disciples. In other words, because he's engaged, even though that's why, as he was raised from the dead, that's why he chose to live in us. And that's the beauty. As remember how John 3:17 expresses in the word. He didn't come to condemn. He came to save through himself. And this is the beauty of God's word in his love. And we are able to see and to understand. God wants you to experience. And this is the beauty of it. We translate into the word, I want to experience. I want to know the power of Christ's resurrection. For you know, if we don't believe in Christ's resurrection, he has no impact in your life except that you won't experience his blessings. You won't experience his eternal life. You will never experience that relational aspect with our risen Savior. In the same way, the word reminds us in Acts 4:33, not only what the Lord Jesus did, but also notice what the apostles did. With great power, the apostles continue to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerful at work in them all. As they committed themselves. Now, we might say, it makes it difficult. It made it difficult because in some cases, many of them lost their lives because of their faith in Christ Jesus. But that's why we say that God's promise and resurrection, and this is where we go into the understanding of the resurrection. I'm not going to be spending time, as I could, focus upon the process, the sacrifice, the resurrection. But as we continue regarding the power of Christ's resurrection, notice the following line that he follows in the text, verse 10 as well. We see here not only engaging to participate, we need to participate in this process as we experience Christ's resurrection. And how is this? It is to participate in his suffering. See, too many times we say, wait a minute, Pastor. You told me that if I give my life to Jesus, my problems are ended. I will not have trials. I will not have crises. I will not have illnesses. COVID-19 is not going to touch me. We are all exposed to all of this world. As long as we remain in this world, we are exposed to it. And in fact, one day we're going to die as well, just like any other person. But the difference is, with Christ Jesus, we'll continue to be alive beyond death. And that's what eternal life means, because we will be with him, which makes the difference. When a person without Jesus dies, we live forever, but without Jesus, that makes a big difference. He'll never make us, force us. No, he'll never do that. But he invites us. And this is the beauty of his invitation. This is one aspect that we don't like to speak much about. And in fact, too many leaders struggle with this issue. And at times, marriages struggle with this issue. Well, I married you and I thought both of us could make it together. And sufferings? What do you mean? It is part of our living. But when we have Christ in us, we are able to cope with it in a very different way, because we remember that we need to participate in his sufferings. No matter how much we may suffer, it will never, and I emphasize, it will never compare to what Christ has suffered for you and I. It will never. That's why, as the word reminds us here in 1 Peter, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Be cautious. Don't be deceived. Too many people might say, oh, it's free. Don't worry. Just say yes and take Jesus with you and because it's all free. No, it's not free. Our Almighty gave the greatest and most valuable, precious gift that he could ever have given for you and I, and that is his only Son, Jesus Christ, who bled and was sacrificed and suffered all that he did, and all because of you and I, because he didn't need to do it for himself. That's why we must understand. It's not Easter day, a week, no. It is a way of life. It's a lifestyle that we need to remember. you and I, we don't deserve it. But in His grace, He chooses to bless us and to be able to empower us and to be able to utilize our lives. As you have no idea, young people and older, single, married, family, senior adults, you name it, every person. And as we saw at the beginning in John 1:12, we are in a culture that through the last generations, these last decades, we're trying to erase from the dictionary such words as sacrifice, as suffering, as blood or cross. In other words, we're trying to remove the reality of what God's unfolding love has done on the cross for you and I. It should not be an element of fear. It ought to be an element of God's love for us and a reminder, I need to take this serious. If Christ was willing to go to the cross for you, it is a serious item for us to consider, but too many times we don't want to take it as serious as it is. Well, if I feel like it, I'll do it. Or maybe today, maybe not tomorrow, or any excuse whatsoever, but before God, when you have an appointment with the doctor, you know that you don't have a choice. You need to be there. When you have an appointment with the judge at a court or a lawyer, you know you want to be there. You're going to want to be there. In fact, you may even leave early and be there so that you won't find any distractions. When you have an appointment with a God Almighty and a risen Savior, you want to be there. And that appointment is coming soon. When we look at the signs around us and when we see not only what He has done for us, but what is happening around the world, not only do we see that as the word says here, in His desire, my desire, I want to know Christ, I want to know and experience the power of His resurrection, and in the same way, I want to participate in His sufferings. Do I want to engage into the suffering component? No, I don't need to. But just being a servant of God engages in various ways of suffering, and I can assure you that. What does that mean? Well, let's take it a little deeper. Oh, wait a minute. Please, don't talk to me about death. If you speak too much about this issue, I may have nightmares at night because I don't like this word. And sometimes I'm fearful to what may be happening. You know what? You learn to enjoy life when you are able to understand and overcome that you do not need to fear death. Can a dead person be put to death? Surely not. As the phrase might say, when you're dead, you're dead. And this is the reality, as we see in the text, becoming like Him in His death. What does this mean? I want to know. I want to experience. I want to become. You notice the combination of the word, I want to become. It's an identity, a relational to Christ, and a following component in this word as well. I want to become like Him in His death. As Romans remind us, a well-known passage, the relationship that God brings us regarding death and also the resurrection. If we have been united with Him, that speaks about the relational component that we read about John 1:12 as well and the others. We united with Him in a death like His. We will be certainly also be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We have to understand that we'll never be able to experience His resurrection unless we die. And that's the die to self, the ego-centric individual, the I. Need to make room and surrender myself to Jesus Christ. And that's what He does. In my personal life, I was dead in my sins. And this year I'm celebrating His grace and His love. Because in November of this year, it'll be 50 years since Jesus touched my life. I never thought I never thought I could even be alive today. I used to think that I wouldn't make it beyond 50 years of age. But for some reason, I've learned that after 50 years is really not that bad or not that old for some reason. When I turn around, but by His grace, I was in North Louisiana, first year in my university studies. I was a freshman. Things were lining up. I was working on campus and things were on track. But God had other plans. That Thanksgiving time of that year, He touched my life through Bible studies, students, through the Word, and He made me understand that He was not complete. And He showed me how I could have a relationship with my risen Savior. I understood the message. Never again have I been the same. As God took hold of my life, and then He started shaping something totally new that I never imagined would be there in the future, that He has brought us through the journey. And I thank Him so much, one day at a time. But my commitment is that in my case, I will entrust Him years of life by His grace. Today, He's allowing me to be 69 years of age. Is that old? Is that young? Well, in God's perspective, if 1,000 years is like a day, it's in His grace. Long time ago, I said, Lord, that's your business. How long may you grant me? But my business and my commitment will be, I want to follow, I want to know you, I want to experience, I want to be with you, I want to just one day at a time. As though today may be my last day. I have no idea. It's in His grace. But with my wife, this past year we have been serving 41 years together in His love. And sharing His love, understanding it's not because of me, it is because of what He has done on the cross. And that's why we need to remember, as it says here, yes, not only that as we were united in His death, we will be united with Him in His resurrection. Our old self was crucified with Him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Beware if you continue to say, well, sin is in your life and you're guided by sin or you can't control it. Yes, it's impossible for you and I to overcome sin itself, the temptations. But Christ that lives in me, in the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in me, it's not I the one that does it, but Jesus is the one that does it. Because in His resurrection, that's where the power is. Because He's already defeated death itself, Satan himself, and everything else that may come forth. It's already a victory that He is offering unto us. That's why I'm saying, young man and young people, yes, I was 19 years of age when God touched my life. I have never regretted that special moment in my life. How much time are we going to waste? That's why not only do we need to remember to consider everything the loss, because why? I want to know Christ. Yes, I want to experience the power of His resurrection. Yes, I want to participate in His sufferings. When the time comes, I've been there and I will be there. Why? Because if Jesus did it, why not? I want to become like Him in His death. When the time comes, I know that He will raise me into a new resurrection. In fact, 1 Corinthians 15 reminds us, not only new bodies, new clothing, new place, this old earth is going to be done away with because He's preparing a new place, a totally. So don't worry about the materialistic item, how deceitful it is. We invest life and then we come back and we realize we can't take anything out of this world. For the same way as we came, that's the way we will leave. And so somehow it says attaining to the resurrection from the dead. That word attaining, it is when you're able to reach something that you've anticipated. It is the awaiting component, that hope, when we know that the Lord is coming back soon. And you know what? Beware. Remember, as we see throughout the years, what's happening, the signs are here, and we can see that Jesus is coming back soon, and we need to be ready. And that's why when we remember in verses 20 and 21, it locates where we are target, where we are placed, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await, in other words, if we are ready, we're hoping that it'll be soon, a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus, who will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. A new heaven, a new earth is coming. And this is what we need to understand. It's not in this world, but our pilgrimage in this world will end soon. How soon may it be? Well, only the Lord knows. But we need to be ready. The same way, how do we do it? How can we experience this power of Christ's resurrection? How can we do this? Let us remember in the passage of 13 and 14, the Bible says, forgetting what is behind, I press on toward the goal. And we are heavenward bound to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Be cautious when we see this passage, forgetting what is behind. Priorities in life. Too many times we want to say, oh yes, I want to embrace Jesus in my life. But Lord, wait a minute. I worked so much for this, but can I bring it along with me? Wait a minute. I treasure these friends here with me. Can I spend Saturday night or Friday night with them and the rest of the week with you? Or I had a friend in college as well. She came to know the Lord through Bible studies, as we were having Bible studies at the university. And there was a moment that she said, open up, we were praying, and she's saying, looking forward for this summer. Yes, and what are you going to be doing? Well, I've been praying. I'm going to go back to my old friends and be able to share with them, because they have been engaged in drugs, drinking, and all these addictions as well, and that's a way of life. And I want to see if I can go back to them and be able to share the gospel with them. My word was to her, be very cautious, because you are a new person in Christ Jesus. And if you're going to go back to the place where you were, you can love them, you can tell them the message, but beware, because if you invest time with them, you may lose track, and before you know it, you know what happens. Okay, she went on. Later on, I became aware, and she came back and she said, you know what? I couldn't make it. They love me, and I love them, and this and that. And I was telling them about Jesus. I was praying with them and for them. And before I knew it, sure enough, she was under the same addictions as well. You can't play with fire without being burned. And we need to understand, when there is something that we've left behind, you need to let Jesus lead you into a new beginning. If you used to practice violence and in your own personal house and marriage, that needs to be out of the window. If your rebellious attitudes within the family or work, in other words, Galatians chapter 5 speak to us regarding being led under the Holy Spirit, precisely. And we need to understand, it's not a theory, it's not an information. No, God's word is given to us for transformation of our lives. That's why you and I, we need to treasure His resurrection so that we can be moving the Lord, pressing on toward the goal. It's not our goal in this world. It is heavenward bound that we ought to consider ourselves. That's why when we think about what the Lord has done, we remember what He invites us into. And that is nothing else but to experience the power of Christ's resurrection, our God Almighty. Now, Today, the message is not finished. We're just starting. Because the word has been exposed, but now God will continue to work in your own personal life. What do you do with it? Oh, Pastor, come on, stop talking. There's food waiting for me out there, and I need to do so much stuff, and so on. Well, again, that's what we do, and that's our problem. We make it a religious visit. Let me go visit God for a few minutes. I made a sacrifice this morning by getting up early and by dressing up. It was a little cloudy. I could have stayed home and just rested. I could have asked the bed, do you want me to go and go to church this morning, or do you want me to stay and keep you warm? And the bed may have said, oh man, don't leave. Stay here with me. Keep me warm. This rainy day and so on. But you know what? Again, when you know that you can spend time and the privilege of being in the presence of God Almighty, oh, how you're eager, you're awaiting, you're desiring. And as a husband and wife, that can take place in your own home. When you take time to pray together, when you take time to read the Word of God in your own home, that's where it begins. It is a lifestyle, a way of life in all that we do, 24/7. It is not a Sunday dress-up or impression situation. No. It is God's unfolding today and one day at a time. He wants you and I to be the instruments of His kingdom. As His followers did, He wants you and I to share the message of Christ's resurrection, the power of His resurrection, so that when you talk about the resurrection, you've got to talk about the death. You've got to talk about the beginning, the birth. You've got to talk about the prophecies. In other words, you get the whole message. Because again, in His resurrection, He's coming back soon. And you and I will be with Him into eternity. Again, it's not a religious experience. It is a relational lifestyle that He wants you and I to follow. In our own marriage, in our own life, in our relationship with parents and children as well, and vice versa. In all that we do, let Jesus shine through us. If we really believe that He's been raised from the dead, let us start in our own personal life, recognizing through Christ Jesus, I was dead in my sins, but now He's lifted me up and forgiveness has been there. Through the power of His blood, there is no other way but through Jesus Christ.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.